Yeah, morning everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And welcome to politics. Today, politics takes off today, and it's something we all look forward to. And I hope we all make the best of this opportunity. This will go on till February. So let's all be careful to the young people. Don't let anybody use you as a foot soldier, you know, whatever it is. Okay? It's a lose-lose situation for you. That much I can tell you. Lose-lose situation. Some of you, for the past 4 years, you've been in the wings waiting for this. You did this 4 years ago. You're waiting in the wings for this. For how long are you going to live like this? But that's the story for another day. Today is Diabomi, and we're going to take it nice and easy. My guests should be here any minute from now. I understand that there's quite some traffic. Okay, maybe we should do Diabomi on Wednesdays in the evening and knock out Femi and the gang or one of these people. That's a joke. That's a joke. But we'll try, because see, it's difficult to do over the phone. This particular show is difficult to do over the phone with the guests. Your guests must be in-house so that you can point, you can do this and do that. But we'll start off, you know, you and I will do it until she comes. Okay? Good. Now, the issues that are cropping up today, he boasted, but can he deliver? Lillian boasted, but can she deliver? Tito says, now this name is too close to me. This Tito name is too close to me. Tito says that dumped for the flimsy excuse. Tito, I hope it's not my own Tito. Okay, another issue here. Deborah says that my daughter's father is better equipped to raise her. That would have to do with the child in between them. And Harriet says that now he sees me as a friend. And Alaba says that she wanted whatever it is and not married. She just wanted a quick one. You know, walk over a rush and move on. So which of the issues would I take first? Which one would you like to hear first, madam? Which one?
I like the first story.
He boasted, but can he deliver?
Yes.
I knew that one would interest you. the voice you heard is the voice of Feta, who is here with me. Okay, so let's go. The lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. Is the female line on today?
No,
the female line is not on. So it's all purpose, okay? 0700-993-993-993. Call from a quiet place and let's shoot. Lillian says she's in her mid-30s and a divorced mother of two. My marriage broke up because I can no longer condone my ex's constant infidelity. I have a good job and I own a flat. I wonder what a good job is these days. Is it that it's well paid, or there's allowance to do all kinds of things? And, you know, for example, maybe if you work in government. Government can be a good job, like they say, if you work in customs. Mm. If you work in customs, you know that apart from your salary,
I'm sure it has to do with the fact that she's fulfilled with what she's doing. She's happy. That's why I said
you have to talk into the mic. I can't.
I said I'm very sure it's because she's happy doing what she's doing. That's why she can say it's a good job.
That's why I was asking. I said I'm not too sure what a good job is these days. But let's go. My problem is my current partner. So she has discarded that one, the current one. I met him last year and he boasted about his erotic conquest right from the word go. What didn't he say? Can you imagine? You know, a lot of men can talk, what he would do. He also told me he liked a lot of lovemaking, though he didn't really impress me as my previous relationship had ended because of my ex constant erotic demands. Anyway, at the beginning of this new relationship, everything was good. But in the last few months, my boyfriend seemed to be avoiding me. He's still his old loving self, but the lack of wanting to do things that others do is getting me down. He says it's a constant argument that turns him off. Yes, no man likes constant arguments. That's the one thing you need to learn, Feta.
I've learned that now.
You've learned that now. You're just knowing that now.
Yes.
He says it's a constant argument that turns him off. I'm not worried and I can cope with the lack of what is this? Okay, lately his heart difficult. I think he has erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
And when they mentioned it, he just slapped it up and said, you couldn't predict a man's libido. This man of mine has his own house and a good job, but he's too fussy about his expensive digital music system and his fancy furniture. As a result, I don't know. The bottom line from what I can read here is too long, and I don't want to waste too much time. Why don't you leave this man and look for somebody else? I mean, why, if you're having all this difficulty, he has libido problem, he has this problem and that problem, then why don't you just...
Maybe the reason why she's writing to Auntie Bumi is because she's looking for maybe an excuse to stay because she likes this person. And she's trying to look for a way to solve the problems
already, from the way she has written all this, I know that she's what I would call an onijogmo. She'd be troublesome. From when the man says that there are constant arguments, she's complaining from his digital stereo to his this to his that, and he's not giving her enough, but he still is loving self. I don't think this woman knows what she wants. She says, though, that I would really like to settle down, and each time I tell my boyfriend that I'll be better off looking for a new partner, he always insisted that he loves me and doesn't want to live without me. Maybe the guy really likes her, mm-hmm. but her constant bickering.
But the bickering is because he boasted. That's what the headline says.
If he boasted and he didn't, it's not up to scratch, leave him and stop bickering. Because the bickering, at the end of the day, the bickering is of no benefit to anybody. You also end up having a headache.
Mm.
But one thing I know, most, not just men, especially in these days when things are tough, you know, going out is tough and everything, you don't want to come home to an argument. You want to come home to your food well laid out, your favorite drink is there, whether it's green or brown bottle or so, everything is well laid out, you eat, then you put your feet up on your nice chair, roll your feet up and watch a nice game of football or you watch a movie, and then you can go to bed. You know, living is so hard that the last thing you want is to either go home or go visit a nagging woman.
Bonko Jimmy, I don't think there's any woman out there too who loves to just argue
some
for
women,
no reason.
Some women like to nag.
There has to be a reason why that argument is going on. Maybe it's supposed to be a conversation that turned into an argument.
Some women are born to nag. They are born to nag. Some. Men too, though. No, yes, I admit that. Some men can be difficult too.
Mm-hmm.
Some, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? I'm talking to Shade. Which Shade is that? Is it the Shade of this or the Shade of that? Oh, is the Shade of that? I want that they start stammering. I want to greet her. I remember I wanted her to get me. Give her the phone. All to know whether it is true that. And you see, these guys don't know that you could be anywhere at all and you could frame anything. It's not worth it. Because nagging usually borders on, usually that suspicion. Mm. I'm not picking any calls yet.
Okay.
Don't point that to me. You know. So you could have a bit of that too. Okay, let's pick a call. Let me just channel you so that you wouldn't have pointed your finger. You see, it's not even connecting.
Because you already announced the phone lines. That's why they are calling.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
How are you today, sir?
I'm fine, no?
Miss Oladele from Isolo calling.
Yes, sir, Miss Oladele.
Uncle Jimmy, the Lord will keep you for us, so you will live long.
He will keep me for me, too.
He will. you are doing great job for this nation.
Thank you.
The Lord will reward you.
Amen.
And you will see the dream.
Okay.
That dream of Nigeria you're looking for.
Okay.
We will see it together.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm just curious to know the lady's voice I'm hearing from, because I think your guest hasn't come.
Go to YouTube.
She didn't introduce herself. I didn't hear her name, so I don't know who she is.
You don't need to know. Go to YouTube. No wonder. When he was saying all that prayer, I knew something was coming.
Try.
You know, they just don't pray for you for nothing. I knew something. He wants to know you. What does he want to do with your name?
I don't know. But I'm always here now.
He should go to YouTube. Okay, all right. Her name is Feta. Okay, so let's watch the time now. 9:14. Let's go to another issue. Let's look at Harriet. Harriet says that, I had a good friendly relationship with an old school friend. And one evening, after we had a few drinks, we started lacking about, and I blotted it out that I really fancied him. I'm happy. I like Harriet. If you like a guy, tell him. Yes, if he's going to get to his head, that is not meant for you. Times are changing. If you like a guy, walk up to him and tell him. Don't do kurukere and think maybe he will notice or not. Some guys are very slow at noticing things. And these days, what you want, you go grab it.
Okay.
Would you, if you like a guy, would you tell
him? I really do not have the mind to do it. So I was talking about the same thing with a friend over the weekend. And before, I'm a very traditional woman. I used to feel that the status quo, how it should be, is a man should like me first. Or come to me if you want me. I could give him clues, but I don't think I'll be woman. I cannot man up to say I like you. I can't do it.
No.
But recently, I'm beginning to think that it's not because I can't. I don't think I have the mind to do it. Like, I don't think I have
is
that.
Is it the mind or what they call
people who,
it?
Girls who do it are very bold. I commend you.
Is it the mind or what they call the liver?
The liver. I don't have
but
that.
But for me, it's not a minus for a lady to walk up to me. She tells me she likes me. It's no big deal.
I mean, it's you out of.
No, it's not. I know
men who say
jokes
that.
Jokes apart, I don't see it. Well, people say that I'm Oyinbo. I've heard that said 1,001 times because my feelings on a lot of these things is sometimes different from what majority of. For me, that a woman walks up to you and tells you, it doesn't make you a superstar. It's no big deal.
Uncle Jimmy, some men like to be the chasers. They just like it that way.
This is the way we put it. Some men like the hunt.
They like to hunt.
Something brings food to your table without you having to struggle, go back and forth, go to dinner, this and that, and she walks up to say, hey, Jimmy, you know, I kind of like you, you know. And then you go, yeah, you know, yeah, that.
Okay.
but seriously, there's no big deal.
There's no big deal. If you have the liver to do it, why not?
If you have the liver.
But if you don't have the liver like me, just give him clues.
Who invented that word liver? It's Nigerian English. What has liver got to do with? Is it if you have the liver to do it?
Some people say kidney now, Sef.
Anyway, so she now just told him. She said she blotted out and said, Oga, you know that I like you, you know. So what happened? Listen, things progressed from there and we spent the evening getting a bit more than friendly. The man first of all took like the Yorubas would say, oh, you are to draw a crumbe. He come out in eye, he won't eye. You can't translate this thing. You know this pages. Do you understand by oh you are to draw a crumbe? Do you know?
No.
So it's like to put it more directly, as soon as the woman said it, he immediately found her attractive. I wanted to do, first of all, let me clear the ground. So he did that. He could first clear ground. Okay. Things progressed from there and we spent, you can then imagine how embarrassed and gutted I felt when he told me he thought of me like a member of his family. This must have been after. He says, the man now told her, but you're like family to me. You know, the guy wasn't ready for any form of a commitment. So, Harriet says, well, I'm not. And now I don't know what to do. Just walk away. Bad deal. Walk away. What do you think?
I just wanted to know, clear the ground as how? I didn't get that part of clear the ground.
Oh, feta. Oh, I can't explain daytime radio. I can't explain everything to you in detail.
Okay, he wanted something else. That was
as soon as the lady told him that she liked him, he probably thought it was a golden opportunity
for him to chop and clean out. You see,
Baba Choma will be proud of you for using chop and clean mouth. But I will now add something to that chop and clean mouth. It is called chop and clean mouth, like say nothing happened. Just wipe
you
your
see,
mouth.
One of the reasons
because he cleaned mouth and then he said that, do you know that we are family? after the event. Yes.
Oh.
She said, what?
See, this is one of the reasons why people like me believe that.
Yes.
The best you can actually do if you like a man is show him subtle clues. Like,
you know, let me tell you.
Instead of being direct to say.
Let me tell you a secret if you don't know. And Nedu was here last year. Sometimes most men are not sure of what they want from a woman until that deed has happened.
Wow.
Yeah, and it is a male perspective I'm telling you. I'm not telling you what should be. I'm telling you what is. A man is usually 9 times out of 10 physically attracted.
Okay.
Once a man has an opportunity to talk to a woman, the first thing that occurs to him is not what occurs to the woman. It might be occurring to the woman, I like him, he has a good job, and he smells so nice, and this and that. Maybe he'll make a good husband. A man is wired to think physical. If you don't believe me, I'll put a call through to...
It's not about...
What's my consultant? Chinedu, I'll put a call through to him. I don't know where he'll be. I might be in it.
Okay, this is actually a new revelation because I used to think that when a man meets a woman, 15 seconds into conversations, he knows what he wants to do.
Lie. It's after the deed.
After the deed, Uncle Jimmy.
Trust me. Talk to any man that you really do trust who is not hyping you. That you really do trust. A man, after that deed, then he gets a clear direction whether he wants to wait or stay. Because a man's attraction, first attraction, is usually very physical. Might not be beauty. Could be the way she walks, could be the way she does this, or she does that. But it's first of all physical. And then it then progresses. That's the way it works. Somebody is persistent on the line there. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
My name is Wordbest.
Yes, please go on.
Satan, morning.
Good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, that thing you said just now is actually true.
Oh.
Because it happened to me too.
Mm.
A girl I've been looking at before getting married, that was about 17, 18 years ago. I've made up my mind that, okay, let me go and woo this girl. If she agrees, I might marry her. But after the first night, Uncle Jimmy, that was when I made up my mind that no more, no less. I'm done with this.
So for money, you come out.
Doesn't make any sense to me. Why?
No, but that's the way men are. It's not whether it makes sense or not.
So maybe this.
But that's the reality.
Maybe this.
They do us. Yeah.
Maybe this is the reason why many women believe that men are filling the gap.
No. It's not filling the gap. What it means, listen, Feta, what it means is that you should also have at the back of your mind, like they say in the proverb, you don't count your eggs before they are hatched. You should be open-minded. And don't just jump. There are some, you know, they call Ruth Abubakar. There are some women, the moment that happens, they are all over you. Before you have time to breathe, they're telling you 19 to the dozen things that will happen. You end up marrying them if you are not strong, and you have a disaster on your hands. 9:23, I got to take a break. Feta, we'll take a break.
All right.
And when we come back, we'll look at another story. But let's which one we look. Tito dumped for the flimsiest excuse. So don't go away. Yeah, welcome back to the Daily Digest. And I'm running the album with Feta today. And when we were on break, I spent half the time still lecturing, and she was arguing with me. And I was telling her that I'm not talking about what should be. I'm talking about what is. I even told her, a man can be with a woman 10 years. He's still toasting and toasting. Let us be friends and see what it will look like 10 years down the line. I no go clear until, you know, after the deed. That's when he'll be. Why wouldn't that happen when sometimes we have cases now? I'm not advocating premarital sex. That's not what I'm saying.
Sure.
We should stick to the holy books. But then let's talk reality here. We've had incidents where women have married men. The men have turned out to be gay. The men have turned out to be... what do you call it now? I want to use the official word. impotent. Impotent is not, there are two kinds. They can do but can't produce children. This one is a flat battery. It's not working at all. All kinds of things. The same thing happens to the man. He could just discover one or two things that will just be off-putting. So that's where I'm going. Do you agree now?
No, Uncle Jimmy, I still have my reservations.
You might have your reservations, but I'm telling you, most of one thing. I'm telling you what is, not what should be. Listen to
but
the
it
word.
Shouldn't be.
Listen to the word of the elder. Who can
and
I get?
And is there a possibility
who
that
can I get somebody to come and help me coach this lady? Should I call? Let me call Baba Chioma. But
what,
his wife
what if?
Oh, I should call Ambassador Musba. Please call in. We need you here.
Okay. It is a sad truth that I do not want to accept.
I will call the traffic specialist. I didn't know Sipatri. He's good at traffic matters.
Okay.
He will tell you how to maneuver this.
Okay.
Okay. Let's even hear from our listeners. Because online people are saying yes.
100% true.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Morning, sir.
Good morning. This is Moses.
Mr. Moses.
I know it's what should be, Uncle Jimmy. But the truth is that what should be should not be. That is why sometimes you advise that when you get married, that's when you should test it. Because you, if you have the fear of God and you know what marriage is, before you know it, you get used to it. But because people does not have the fear of God in them anymore.
Yes.
How many women will you taste? How many men will you taste?
Okay,
now, you know, that's why in the world now people cannot make count.
Let me correct an impression because you said what should be. I didn't say this is what should be. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking reality, that this is what happens from a male perspective. I'm not talking about what should be. I'm talking about what happens, the way men are wired. Okay, so let's get that distinction very clear. All right? Let's pick another one. Bofeta, you get it now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel Uda, calling from Lagos.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've been listening to your submission on this matter, but in my opinion,
yes,
I don't believe that a lady should at any point be the first to move on a man. The way I think it should be is just like what your guest in the house is saying. You can give some two codes. But like, whenever a woman
which code will work for you? Tell us.
Whenever a woman goes out of her way to be the first mover, it always cheapens her work before the man.
I don't think so. And I don't like the word cheapens. Have you heard a sentence that starts with, is it because? I remember I used to laugh at that, where sometimes, you know, you think that a lady likes you. You know, she does everything, and then you now go say, is it because... Is it because I'm always coming to your house? You think that you can toast me? Where did you get this idea from? You know, I don't think it cheapens. To be honest with you, I don't think it cheapens these days. If you at the very worst, you say, you know, he's not interested, and so be it. But each to his own, though. Each to his own. Let me take a last call on this particular subject. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
My name is Richard. Good morning to Feta.
Good morning.
Let me quickly lend my voice to what you're saying and help Feta a little bit. Some 11 years ago, before I got married, I asked a couple of people, how do I get my dream wife? How do I get a woman that God had created for me? So they said, go and pray, go and fast, be dedicated to church. So I decided to do that. I fasted, really got dedicated to church. So finally, I met a very beautiful young lady in church. Okay, so, you know, we started dating and everything was going well. So when I popped up the question, let's get married, she said, okay, fine. She now told me, look, boy, I have to test you to know if you are good or bad. I had to do the thing. After doing it, she now said, okay, now we know that your engine is fine, we can go ahead and get married. So I asked her, so if the engine was not fine, what will happen? She said, we are not getting married, because I don't want the situation where we get married and 2-3 years from now, I'll be going to do some stuff outside of South Africa.
Okay, thank you.
So we have to do that.
The truth is that we have to, like my good sister will say, we have to apply wisdom in the things that we do in life. We cannot encourage in any manner premarital sex, no. But we encourage wisdom, you know, applying wisdom, and each to his own. Okay, let's just leave it at that. Each to his own. Times are dynamic, in all honesty. But I've seen many marriage fail because certain things hadn't happened before. Well, let's get down to this one now. Deborah says that, "Dear Bomi, I'm facing what to me is a heartbreaking dilemma. I have a 5-year-old daughter whom I love so much, but I separated from her father over 2 years ago, okay? We were never married, but we lived together before the breakup. He has now gotten married and done so well in his job that he lives in a big company house. His wife also has a good job and is from rich parents." Why do people state all this? What's the relevance? He's also from rich parents and has a good job and is living in a big house.
I think they want Auntie Bomi to get the whole picture.
Which picture? What has the house, a good job and the big house? And his wife is also from rich parents. Now, this is it. You're right. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Auntie Bomi, good morning. I'm sorry, I refused to pay homage. I forgot to pay homage. She says, "I live in a 1-bedroom flat and income is really tight." Did you get that? Mm-hmm. Income is really tight. "My child's father is willing to take her if I so wish." Yeah. So, how old is the child?
He said 5.
5-year-old mm-hmm. daughter. "Lately, I've been thinking that since I don't have that much to offer her in the way of financial comfort, I should allow her to live with her father's family. I have her with me, but I feel her needs ought to come first." Let me first of all say that I am biased. Okay? And my bias is always for children to live with their mothers when they're that young, age 5. I know that as a man, no matter how well-meaning it is, unless it is maybe through death or whatever, children are best left with their mothers until they get to secondary school. Do you agree with that?
Well, I just feel it depends on the willingness of both parties. If some men...
No, I'm talking about this for the sake of the child now, in terms of to monitor the child's
development. Who says a man cannot monitor them?
It's not the same. And don't forget, he has another wife in the house. Okay, so he'll be playing Russian roulette. The wife might be disposed towards the child and might not be. And you know, you women, you never... You
mean pointing hands at me?
I'm pointing fingers at you. Yes. 10 fingers, you women. you know, they'd always say in the first instance that it's okay. But it's a real big risk, you know. It's a big risk having the... Yeah, live with, you know, with the man and his wife. More so, it doesn't say here whether she has her own children.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't think women want to abdicate that responsibility. I think it's part of womanhood for you to want to train your own child. You don't think so?
I think it is true. But right now, the only reason she has is because she doesn't have...
She should ask for more money. She might get it. But even if she doesn't get it, she should just make do with what she has. I mean, for crying out loud, people who live in one rooms raise children now. You live in a...
She doesn't also want to ask him to give her money because of the child. So she would prefer that. I think
no,
maybe it's more honorable to her if she says...
If you've gotten to the point where you think you might want to leave the child to go live with the dad...
Because you don't have enough.
Then it means there's some kind of trust and relationship between the two of you.
Not really. Everything is financial, the way I see it.
You think so?
Yes. So maybe because she's looking at it that this man has another partner, me asking for money to train his child, if
maybe,
he's not maybe, contributing
maybe,
willingly.
Maybe the real reason, you know, maybe the real reason is that she can't entertain at home. Yes.
Maybe according to what she told Auntie Bomi, she says it's because she does not have enough financially right now.
Maybe she wants to hit the town. You know, and she'd rather be alone where she can entertain people that might improve her income.
So. The picture is clear enough, according to the story we have.
This is the story that she has said. It might not be. Let me even see what Auntie Bumi says here. Auntie Bumi says, dear Deborah, Debo, you're missing an important point here. Shoto, did I not say so? See, he says, Auntie Bumi says, big houses, good jobs, and nice lifestyles are not what matter when it comes to bringing up children. Shoto, it's as if I spied this before, but I didn't. He says that, sure, all kids love to have cool clothes and toys, but they are, but and these are not what make them happy or what makes them grow into fulfilled adults. What kids really need is love. Okay? What they need is love. And that's why I love kids to bits. Trust me. If you can give children emotional security, acceptance, and support in life, however tough your situation, they will turn out fine. So long as you can give your daughter these things, keep her with you. If her father can also give her those things, then let her spend regular time with him too. Let him go and spend the weekend with the dad and so on and so forth. Only remember, it's love, not money, that's the most important thing at all. Do you agree?
Yes, I think I do agree.
Let's see what our people are saying. Hello?
Hello?
No.
Please always turn off the radio. Turn off your radio, or else we'll always get a feedback. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
My name is Anthony.
Yes, sir, Mr. Anthony.
I'm concerning the last one. To me, too, I prefer a woman to train a child because they are still underage. Even with my wife, I don't think we have any issue, but I know she would better train my child the way I would want than me myself. Fine, I love my children, but I know she can do it better.
Yes.
That in that aspect. Then the other aspect of, for a lady saying, some ladies saying they can't go for a man, I'm a living witness. The first person I ever loved asked me out, and I adored and cherished her. Though probably it didn't work out, probably she messed up her up on her own end. But for me, I don't see a big deal about it. I will even worship you and respect you the more if you come out straight and you do it and you make the first move. It's still good. Let's forget about a man should do it first or not. That's just my own.
I agree with you. People should be open minded. Feta doesn't, but each to his own. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Morning, sir.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Yes.
Oga Jimmy, how are you? This is my first time of talking to you.
Okay.
Yeah. This morning, I want to disagree with some of what you said.
Yeah.
Now, when you say that men are wired the same, all men are not the same, sir.
I never said that, sir, but please go on.
Okay. The second one is that men cannot bring up their children without their mother. Is that true? You said so, sir.
I never said men cannot bring. You're just assuming things I didn't say this morning. I didn't say they cannot. I said the child is better left with the mother than with the men. The woman will do it better.
Because when I and my former wife separated or divorced,
yes,
we have three girls.
Yes.
And a boy. She went with the boy very small, I think about three or 6 months.
Wow.
The other one were like 3 years, 4 years. I alone care for these children. Three girls. I before they reach the age of going to primary school, all their primary school, I attend everything. I do everything myself alone.
Yes.
The
yes.
three girls, I alone with them. So I bring up these girls, these children, until my son is up to 4 years old before I went to bring him from the mother.
Yes, okay.
So when they say men cannot do this, I'm sometimes not happy. What media are now turning men up to? This is how men, it is not all men that are like that.
Yeah, but that's life now. Not all men can be like that. It's a given. But what we are saying is that when it comes to preference, it's better for the woman to look after the child. What you did is quite noble. I congratulate you and thank you for it on behalf of the children. But what we're saying is that, of course, there are some women that can't even look after themselves, talk less of looking after. And there are some men, too, who are very, very good with children. Mm. But with the law of averages, on the average, there's nothing that is sacrosanct in life, Oga. What you do is you give, you take the average, and to say that, you know, it's always better. Women are better wired to look after their children. I think that that is a given. Even in the animal kingdom, it's the same. Why it is, I honestly don't know. But that's the way it is. Watch a natural, what do they call this? This natural Joe Wild, and follow the life of the animals is the same thing. Okay, so but we thank you, we thank God for you for what you did for your children. We congratulate you. So let's now go to another one here. Which one is this one now? Done for the flimsiest excuse. It's 9. What's the time now? 9:46. Okay. This is Tito, and it had better not be my daughter. Tito says, no, she's not. She's not saying anything. Tito says, I moved in with my fiancé as soon as we got engaged. That was some 2 years ago. Shortly after, I discovered he had another affair going, and I was heartbroken. Okay? Fortunately, we worked through the problem, and we were looking forward to getting married. Then, a few months ago, I noticed signs of yet another affair. He would come in late without good reason. I was secretive with his mobile. In the end, I decided to check his mobile when he was in the bathroom, which is something never do. Never check people's phones. He caught me looking through his texts, and they were steamy ones, not meant for me. He was so angry that we had a mighty row, and he said it was over. He simply packed his things and left. Since the flat is in my name, he has left me angry and heartbroken. I think people are entitled to their privacy. You really shouldn't be going through somebody else's phone. You know. But I think he always wanted to leave. But this one just gave him a very good excuse. I don't think this one incident. There must have been some other reasons. But what do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Because why would you just up and leave because somebody went through your phone? It's supposed to be your partner. It's not a stranger. And then there should be an excuse for that. You talk about it.
It must have been that.
I don't want it to happen again. And that's how you move. Except
it must have been
guilty conscience.
But I usually tell people, look, it can be annoying. Even if I have nothing to hide. I don't like people snooping on me. I don't like it.
Not like you have anything to hide.
I don't like anything. Not that I have anything to hide, though. Why are you saying it with sarcasm?
No, I'm just saying now.
What do you mean?
Somebody is snooping up on you and they will find nothing. I mean, why should you?
I think it's indecent, and I think it's insulting. It's indecent.
Okay.
To, you know, for people to pry.
People in.
No, let me take that back.
Okay.
For anybody, no matter how close you are to me.
Okay.
I had, growing up, my daughters had phones. I never looked at their phone. Never, because part of growing up and raising children, okay, so they were teenagers then when phones came out. A part of growing up is to make you responsible without Big Daddy look, you know. Because if you don't do that, by the time they grow old, you know, what would you do? So I don't think it's right. You agree?
I also think that it is not so bad if your partner wants to see what's on your phone. Maybe check pictures, you know.
No. When we say snooping on your phone, it's not as if you don't want to check. I mean, come on. But if, I mean, you could ask me that. I need so-and-so number. Then I give you my phone. Check.
To check,
you can do that.
But some people would be so, they are so secretive with their phone that they will not give you that phone to
because
take
the
number.
Because, you see, it's not necessarily because...
And it begins to...
It's not necessarily because they're having an affair with some other person.
Mm.
It could be office... Look at the job I do now.
Okay.
I get loads of... what do you call it? I get loads of coded...
Coded messages
of what's going on, you know. I've been a journalist all my life. I'm not going to allow anybody to look at my phone.
Okay.
There are some things you shouldn't see.
Mm. It's true. I think I have a friend that told me this.
Because
same
of my job. No, because of my job.
Job, yeah.
Okay, now, you, okay, let's even assume that you're even a full housewife. There are some things that are going on in your family, for example, that are private to you. You might not want your husband to know.
But yes. Why?
No, there are some things that are exclusive to your family. He doesn't have to know. Maybe, for example, you don't want to betray your family in bad light. They're complaining about something.
It anyway, depending on who my husband is and what I think about him.
What do you mean, who your husband? Your husband is your husband.
No, like maybe who he's the kind of person that if he knows something about my family, probably look down on them. Because why shouldn't he know about my family?
It's not looking down.
So why should I hide?
Excuse me. It's not looking down. It's not looking down. The reality is that, the reality across the board is that we always have things that we don't want the other person to know. It's not, as long as it doesn't affect them. I mean, okay, what if a friend confides in you?
Okay.
Okay, I mean, so it's not a matter of look down. You have to take you through some tutorials before you go to your husband's house.
I know, Uncle Jimmy, my mind is settled on what I know. And I believe that...
What you know is what you know.
No, I mean, it's prone to change over time, but...
It has to. It has to, because...
bad ones will. There's, the good ones will stay.
Because in life, let me tell you something. In life, there is what should be and what is appropriate. Then there is the reality. There are two different things. There is what should be, that you read in storybooks, Bible, everywhere, but there is what is. Very, very important. Always have it at the back of your head. What is? Don't assume that everybody would do things or turn out the way you think should be.
I don't have that expectation, Uncle Jimmy.
Better have it now. Let me take a last call. Then off we go. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, this is Ola calling from Ono South.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I want to say there was a comment you made concerning men raising kids on their own, and then you have women too raising kids on their own. I think both are very okay, but When you have both parties at home in the family, they are doing a great job. No one should dispute that. Then secondly, concerning what you just said now, about a woman not checking up your phone, I don't think is necessary. If you really trust somebody, you really don't need to do that. I have one experience with it. I have somebody I've been dating for like 6 years. It's going for 7 years now. We're not yet married. And then I really trust this person very well.
Okay.
So
no problem. Point noted. We have to go.
Free with each other.
We have to go. You have to go. Life is each to his own. If you're comfortable, it depends on what you're doing. I can't imagine somebody doing my own job and you'd allow anybody to check your phone. Even I, as soon as I get some messages, I delete them. I'll be back here tomorrow at 9. I'll see you then. Bye.